At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Good afternoon. A 17-year-old teenager from Malaga has tested positive for coronavirus. The student from the Santa Rosa de Lima school in Malaga is said to be in isolation at home. She has recently returned from a school trip in Italy, along with 70 other pupils and three teachers. They are all now under observation, as well as the passengers who were on the same flight back from Italy. The Spanish authorities are advising the public to remain calm as the virus in the country is in containment phase. However, the hike in the number of queries that the Andalusia's health department is receiving on a daily basis shows that the public is becoming increasingly concerned. They have responded to more than 72,000 calls since last week. Meanwhile, a Pomeranian dog in Hong Kong could be the first confirmed coronavirus pet case. The dog is currently in quarantine after initial tests showed low levels of the virus in the pet's mouth and nose. More tests will be made to confirm if it is, in fact, the first recorded transmission of the virus from humans to animals. Hong Kong has now asked those infected with COVID-19 or those who have been in close contact with infected people to put their pets in quarantine. The police have arrested a gang of 42 across three different countries for jewellery theft. The investigation began in Malaga in 2018 when Spain's National Police, in collaboration with the Romanian Police and Europol, broke up a criminal organisation specialising in violent robbery. Out of the 42 people arrested, 38 of them were in Spain, including three minors, three in Romania and one in Portugal. They would hunt down elderly people and target them, often using violence to steal jewellery. In the province of Malaga alone, they are charged with over 100 attacks last year. They would then launder the money in Romania. Police seized €41,000, 66 luxury watches, 264 pieces of jewellery, 29 mobile phones, various firearms and 10 high-end vehicles. The organisation is estimated to have stolen over €1 million worth of goods. This winter has been the warmest on record for Europe, with average temperatures 1.4 degrees Celsius above the previous highs of the winter of 2015-16. Winter is defined as the months of December, January and February. The Copernicus Climate Change Service says the warmth was evident in the north and east of the continent, where a number of local temperature records were broken. Last month was also the second hottest February on record globally after 2016. The December to February average was 3.4 degrees Celsius above the 1981-2010 norm. And hoping to assist workers and employers to fully understand their rights and obligations now that coronavirus is spreading here, the Ministry of Labour and Social Security has published a guide. It immediately, however, caused confusion amongst employers and arguments between the PSOE and their Podemos coalition partners. Lawyers say that the contents of the document are based on existing laws, and although there's nothing really new, there is a suggestion that workers could decide to stop work due to serious and imminent risk of contagion, which has employers up in arms. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.